Hello children, in today's class we will discuss the poem number 5, A Legend of the Northland. In the beginning, we will discuss about the introduction of the poem and about the summary of the poem. So, introduction to the poem. A Legend of the Northland is a ballad. A ballad is a poem narrating a story in short stanzas. Ballad is such kind of poem which tells a story in short stanzas, and in the poem all the stanzas comprise 4 lines, means every stanza has 4 lines in the ballad. In total, there are 16 stanzas in this poem. In this poem means in the poem. The name of the poem is A Legend of the Northland. And these stanzas will tell us a story. Ballads are a part of folk culture or popular culture and are passed on orally from one generation to the next. Folk culture is a story of any area and is known as ballad. So please, you should know the definition of a ballad. Folk culture comprises of traditional stories which are passed on from one generation to next generation. This story is of the Northland area. The area which is near the North Pole. This exact place is not specified, but Northland means the area in the northernmost part of the earth, that is near the North Pole. Legend means a historical story, one which is very old and has been passed on from generation to generation. Now, the summary of the poem. The poem is a legend about an old lady who angered Saint Peter because of her greed. The story goes on like this. Now, the story starts. One day, Saint Peter was preaching around the world and reached the door of a cottage. Cottage means a small house where this woman lived. She was making cakes. Cakes means bread, and baking them on a hearth. Hearth means a fireplace, an oven to cook our food. Saint Peter was fainting with hunger. He asked the lady to give him a piece of cake. The cake that she was baking then appeared to be too long, too big. So she did not give him that, and instead she baked another smaller one. That also appeared to be big, so she did not give him that also. The second time she baked yet another smaller cake, but found it too big to give away. In the third attempt means effort, she took an extremely little scrap of dough and rolled it flat. She had it as thin as a wafer. There is an example of simile. Simile is a poetic device. As thin as a wafer, because wafer you generally purchase from the confectionery shops and enjoy wafer. Wafer is very thin in size. So she had it as thin as a wafer, but was unable to part with that also. She was not willing to give the bread to the Saint Peter. This angered, and what was the consequence? Means what was the result? Saint Peter was very angry. This angered Saint Peter a lot. He said that she was not fit to live in human form and enjoy food and warmth. He cursed her and transformed her into a woodpecker bird who had to bore in hard, dry wood to get its scanty food. She can be seen into the trees all day, boring and boring for food. Now, children, stanza-wise explanation I am giving. Please listen very carefully. The first stanza of the poem goes like this. Away, away in the Northland, where the hours of the day are few, and the nights are so long in winter that they cannot sleep them through. In the region around the North Pole, means in the region around the Northland, the duration of the day is very less because its position is such that the sun's rays reach for a very less time. When this area is experiencing winter season, the duration of night is very long and the daytime hours are very less. In line 4, they refers to the people who live in this region. This region means in the Northland. The poet says that the duration of the night time is too long that the people cannot sleep them through. Them means nights. If they go to bed, take a few hours of sleep and then they wake up. It is still night time. He wants to emphasize on the fact that the duration of the night is very long. Stanza number 2. Where they harness the swift reindeer to the sledges when it snows, and the children look like bear's cubs in their funny furry clothes. The explanation of the stanza number 2 goes like this. The Northland region experiences severe cold conditions. It is a snowy area. The reindeer is an animal which is found in this polar region. Polar region means very cold region. People tie the reindeers to sledges and then the reindeers pull the sledges. Sledge is a type of a cart which is pulled by the dogs in the snowy areas. He adds that the children look like young ones of a bear because they wear funny looking clothes made of fur, which is like the furry skin of a bear. Stanza number 3. They tell them a curious story. I don't believe this true, and yet you may learn a lesson if I tell the tale to you. In line 1, they refers to the partners or elders, and them refers to the children. In line 1, they refers to the parents or elders, and them refers to the children or the younger generation. The elders of the Northland region tell a strange and interesting story to the younger generation. The poet says that he doesn't think that the story is true, but if he tells the story to the reader, maybe the reader could learn a lesson from it. The story gives an important message. Stanza number 4. Once, when the good Saint Peter lived in the world below and walked about it preaching just as he did, you know. The story is about Saint Peter. When Saint Peter used to live in the world and went around giving religious lectures to the people, just like all saints do, then an incident happened. So what incident happened? What was the incident? We will know in the further stanzas. Stanza number 5. He came to the door of a cottage in traveling round the earth, where a little woman was making cakes and baking them on the hearth. He is Saint Peter. When Saint Peter was moving around the world giving religious lectures to the people, he reached the door of a cottage. Cottage means a small house where a small woman was making cakes. Cakes means bread. She was baking the cakes in the fireplace. Hearth, the meaning of the word hearth is the fireplace. Stanza number 6. And being faint with fasting, fasting means hunger, for the day was almost done, he asked her from her store of cakes to give him a single one, because Saint Peter was very hungry. Saint Peter had not eaten anything the entire day. He was very hungry and was feeling weak. So he went to this woman who was baking cakes, and he asked for one cake out of the many cakes that she had baked, because there were many cakes with the old lady. But what happened? She was a greedy woman. She did not want to give a single cake to Saint Peter. So she made a very little cake. Stanza number 7. So she made a very little cake, but as it baking lay, she looked at it and thought it seemed too large to give away. Intentionally, the woman was selfish. She did not give cake from her store. Instead, she started making a very small cake for Saint Peter. She did not want to share her things, but when she put the cake for baking, she looked at it and thought that this cake was too big to be given to someone. Stanza number 8. Therefore, she needed another and still a smaller one. But it looked, when she turned it over, as large as the first had done. The little miser woman thought that the cake was too big to be given away. So she started making another smaller cake. When she looked at that cake, she again felt that it was as big as the previous one. Again, she was not ready to give this smaller cake to Saint Peter. So that made Saint Peter very angry. And what happened when Saint Peter was very angry? We will know in the next module. So before the next module, we are discussing the worksheet of this module number 1 of 2. Children, from the worksheet you have to write the meaning of the following words. You have to write the meaning of sledge. What is sledge? Harness, swift, curious, preaching, faint, hearth, and needed. Okay, please write, go through the dictionary, go through the e-dictionary and write the meanings of these words. Now question number 2, answer these questions. Question number A, what is a ballad? We have discussed about the ballad in the introduction of the poem. So these all क्वेश्चंस आर बेस्ड ऑन दी मॉड्यूल नंबर वन. क्वेश्चन नंबर बी, व्हाट डू यू नो अबाउट सेंट पीटर. क्वेश्चन नंबर सी, व्हाट डू यू नो अबाउट द नॉर्थलैंड. क्वेश्चन नंबर डी, व्हाट इज अ लेजेंड, व्हाई इज दिस कॉल्ड अ लेजेंड. नंबर ई, व्हाई डस द पोएट से दैट द आवर्स ऑफ द डे आर फ्यू. क्वेश्चन नंबर एफ, व्हाई आर द पीपल अनेबल टू स्लीप थ्रू द नाइट. क्वेश्चन नंबर जी, दिस इज द लाइन ऑफ द पोएम एंड द चिल्ड्रन लुक लाइक ए बेयर्स कब. व्हाट हैव द चिल्ड्रन बीन कंपेयर टू, व्हाई. क्वेश्चन नंबर एच, हु केम टू द वुमेन्स हाउस एंड व्हाट डिड ही आस्क फॉर. क्वेश्चन नंबर आई, व्हाई वॉज सेंट पीटर टायर्ड एंड हंगरी. क्वेश्चन नंबर जे, What was the woman's reaction? So children, these all questions are based on the module 1. So please write the answers of these questions. Thank you.